Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Live Guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your host and guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because we found over the years, well, first of all, let me back up. We believe in a flourishing world where every living system and every living being can flourish and thrive. But we believe to get there that we need masterful leadership, and we believe that business is one of the greatest change agents available. So masterful leadership in business, it makes a lot of sense to us. So what does that mean? It means leading from your inner wisdom or your best self, your essential self, where your ego is in the background and your heart is informing you from your deepest, maybe even your soul, we should say, providing you guidance. And when you can trust and follow that guidance, you'll make better decisions and people around you will benefit as well as yourself. And that's going to lead to a flourishing world. But it takes practice. So that's why we offer this call once a week, is to give people a chance to tune in, at least spend a half an hour once a week practicing this. What we use is the remembrance, or other meditative practices that allow people to go inside. But this is the one that we've found in, to be really powerful, and so we teach it, and these calls are about using that practice, where you choose a word or phrase that represents for you the source of everything that you possibly need, and that's always available 24/7, 365. We're never without it. We just forget that we are, and thus the name remembrance. So hopefully practicing at least once a week will lead to a daily practice where over time you'll find that you're operating more frequently from your heart, your inner wisdom, as opposed to your ego, which likes to compare and likes to keep us safe and doesn't really give us true guidance. So that's the reason for doing these. And the way the calls work is I'll offer a short teaching to start with, and then we'll just dive in to remembrance. So our teaching tonight is about using the remembrance to ask for what you need. So I'll tell you a short story about a client in a leadership program I was leading one time who was really stuck on an issue that he had with one of his employees. He was a manager for a local Portland nonprofit organization, and he was having a really difficult time with one of his employees, one of his supervisors. And so we helped him work through what was the real issue. And he discovered that the problem was he was afraid to be really direct with this person, even though he knew that was what he needed to do. So what was missing for him, I asked him, I said, what do you need? And he said, well, I think I need clarity and courage. And I said, well, Martin, that was the guy's name, you can just ask for that. You know how remembrance works. You can go inside and find that missing piece, and you can ask for that help, and all you have to do is be receptive to receive it. He looked at me kind of quizzically, and he said, are you kidding? Is it that easy? I said, actually, yes. So he tried it, and in that moment, it worked for him. He really got what he was looking for. And I know I've had that same experience, and it may come in a really surprising way. If I am locked in, it's got to come, and it's got to come in this package, and it's got to be, you know, show up in this particular way, I might discount actually great input, and it's for me, it's visceral feelings. Like if I need strength and I ask for it, I'll get it, and I'll actually have a sensation of being stronger. I mean, really, in my physical being, I can feel it. I might need some compassion. And when I ask for that, oftentimes it'll come, but not in the way I'm expecting. Sometimes it comes as kind of a blanket over my shoulders. It's just kind of holding me close, and I feel safe and comfortable. So it isn't an answer to a question. It's more a quality that I'm receiving that kind of takes care of the question. It makes the question kind of irrelevant, and then I'm ready to get into action again. So the premise is that we're asking the source by using the remembrance of everything that we need, using our remembrance word or phrase to provide us for what we need. And so it, the source, has the capacity and the mercy to provide it. So all we need to do is be receptive and to receive what we ask for, but be open at the same time to be aware that it may not come in whatever preconception we have of what that is. So be open to having it come in a way we may not expect. It might be a surprise. So that's our teaching for tonight. So let's try this out. So wherever you are, because we always start where we are, we want to check in and know what our state of being is to begin. So as human beings, we're part animal, we're part physical beings, and we're spiritual beings. We're kind of unique in that way in all of creation. So let's check in with our physical, emotional, and mental state of being first. So feel your feet on the floor. I don't know if you're sitting in a chair or you might be on the floor, but notice your connection points with the earth through your feet or your rear end and your lower back if you're in a chair or up against a wall. And just allow yourself to tune in and feel the weight of gravity. Notice the sensations of connection. And what's the quality? Is it it's like a hard, or is it more softer and subtle? This is all just information to start with. It's not about fixing or changing anything. Okay, great. Now tune into your feet, the bottom of your feet, where they connect. And as you pay attention, you probably notice there's something else there too, some sort of energetic, almost electrical connection, a vibratory connection. So tune in and see if you notice that, and allow that to soften and open and connect more deeply and kind of meld with the floor that you're standing or sitting on. And then follow that energy, that electrical vibratory sensation. This is the flow of energy in our beings. It's always there. We very seldom pay attention to it, I think. We often live in our heads all day long. So let's notice that connection and follow it up your legs. And notice how it there's a flow, but it may change and it feels different. And it kind of changes its state as it's moving through different parts of your body. So follow it up your legs, your knees, your upper legs, hamstrings, thighs, your gluteal muscles and sits bones, lower back, your lower belly, your stomach area, stomach, liver, middle back, solar plexus, upper back, shoulders, neck. And the other thing you'll notice is you may be holding tension that you're unaware of, just kind of, you know, because of what you came into this session with. So where you notice you're holding tension, I just did in my shoulders, you can just allow yourself to relax because now you have realized you're holding, you're tensed. So you can allow that tension to relax. So let's keep going. Check your chest out. How's your chest? How relaxed and how flowing is that energy in your chest, your throat, your chin, cheeks, mouth, nostrils, eyes and eye sockets, forehead, and scalp. Are you stepping back and kind of take in the whole flow of energy and the whole sense of your physical state? And again, there's nothing wrong. It's just finding out where are we starting from. So if there's tension, okay, there's tension. You can allow it to relax. If the energy is flowing, but it seems to be constricted or blocked in certain areas, okay, great, good to know. Good to know. That's our current state. That's our starting point. All right, so let's check in with our emotional state. It's been a day. You're here now. And we've walked in with whatever has happened to us today, what the events were and how we responded to those and reacted. So there's probably an emotional state we're in that we can pay attention to. So your families are glad, mad, sad, scared. So notice if you're feeling any emotions or combinations of emotions in any of those families. All right. Now let's check our mental state. And it's the activity level in our mind that I want you to tune into, not the content. There's plenty of that for later. So how active is your mind? And what's the quality of that activity? Is it energizing, or is it troubling, or is it bringing you down? It's all tied. This is all interwoven. So keep going. You're noticing. All right, so now you know what your physical, emotional, and mental state is for starting. Let's check our spiritual state. And we do that by tuning into our heart, which is located, if you want to have a focal point, this is your spiritual heart, not your physical heart, but it's in the same general area to bring your attention to. So a couple inches behind your sternum, couple inches deep there. Notice how open your heart is, how soft and receptive, how heavy your heart is. Is there a weight to it? We talk about the heavy heart or the lightheartedness. And is there a color or a shade of lightness and darkness? Good to know. It's all about where we're starting from. Now, usually I'll have people do some breathing. Let's do that now. This will help you get out of your head, which wants to occupy your attention. So if you find yourself up in your mind during the remembrance, you can return back to your heart by continuing to repeat your remembrance and doing some deep breathing. So I'm going to try that now. Take a big deep breath. And exhale. Allowing yourself to relax as you exhale. There's another form of this called the box breath where you inhale to the count of four. So let's do that. Inhale to the count of four. And hold to the count of four. And exhale to the count of four. And hold at the bottom to the count of four. I'll do that one more time. And again, you can use this breathing mechanism if you find yourself in your mind to get dropped back down inside into your heart. So with our attention on our heart, in our heart, let's add the remembrance. So your word or phrase that is your, represents, symbolizes the source of everything that you need and is always there to support you. So begin to repeat slowly and silently in your heart the remembrance word or phrase. Okay, keep going. And the way to drop in deeper is just to let go and open. So it's like you're opening the door or the trap door, and you just drop in, and there's always a safety net so you can't get hurt. So drop in deeper. Keep your remembrance going. Now, if you find yourself in your mind, and this is very common, so you're not doing anything wrong, but if you're up there and you notice, use that breath to bring yourself back in while you continue your remembrance. And just keep dropping in. Just keep letting go. And opening your heart to receive all the goodies that you need, all those values, all those qualities that will support you. Okay, keep going, and let's try an experiment with asking for what you need and being open to receive it. So if you have, you know, if you've had a, you know, I've had a day where, you know, I've been a little, I don't know, lacking clarity, lacking, you know, a lot of initiative, and I need a little more motivation or energy. I'm actually not even quite sure what it is. So I'm going to ask for clarity and initiative. And I'll just leave it at that and then be ready. So for you, maybe you've had a difficult day. Maybe there's something you're struggling with that you need, as our friend Martin did, some courage is what he needed. He needed courage and clarity and a sense of that he was being taken care of, that he was going to be okay, that he was going to be safe. So that may be it. Maybe you need some wisdom. Maybe you're kind of unsure about what's really needed in a situation. And ask for wisdom. Maybe you've had a tough day, you know, a tough week, tough year. You need a little compassion. You can ask for that. So if you know what you need, even if it's generally what you need, and you want some more specificity, you can ask for that. But start with, you know, what you know, even generally, is a need, and just be open. Put that intention out. Say, make the request and say, please help me. Please, please give me this quality that I need, this thing that will help me, and then be open to receive it and be alert to how it's coming in, to how you're being taken care of. So go ahead. Continue remembrance. Keep dropping in. Ask for what you need. We'll keep opening and receiving. We're going to go for another 5 or 6 minutes here. Keep going, keep opening, keep dropping in. Receive, receive, receive. And this can be very subtle, how the help is arriving. So don't discount anything. Notice any shifts, any changes, physically, emotionally. Maybe even mentally, in the form of, you know, some guidance. So tune your whole being in as you're remembering. Open up all your senses. Okay, about one more minute. Keep receiving. Okay, so this brings to a close our session for this evening. But if you're receiving, please continue after this recording ends. Keep going. Open up. Get all the goodies. You don't have to, you know, leave any left unreceived. So, and you can experiment with this more. It's an amazing gift to be able to ask for what you need and then just be open. It's truly a miracle that is no need to earn. You're just endowed with it. So have a flourishing evening and day and week, and we'll gather next week. Thanks. Good night.